Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Zimbabwe cricket has confirmed the dates for series in August and September against South Africa and a one-day international tri-series with both Australia and South Africa. The South Africans will arrive in Zimbabwe in August to play one test and three one-day internationals before the tri-series, which concludes on the 7th of September. South Africa will begin the one-off test in Harare on the 9th of August and play the ODIs in Bulawayo on the 17th, the 19th and the 22nd of August. The two sides will then head back to Harare for the ODI tri-series, which will see the three sides play each other twice between the 26th of August and the 5th of September. The final is in Harare on the 7th. The Pakistan Cricket Board has confirmed it conditionally supports wide-ranging reforms to the future governance and financial structure of the game. The ICC approved a raft of proposals in February, although Pakistan and Sri Lanka abstained from the vote. The reforms will see a pathway for associate and affiliate members to play Test cricket and significant changes to governance and financial models. Experienced all-rounder Shashikala Sirivardhane has stepped down as captain of the Sri Lanka women's national team. She recently led the side during the ICC Women's World 2020 in Bangladesh, where Sri Lanka finished a disappointing 8th place. They managed one win in their group against India before losing the remaining three matches and then were defeated by New Zealand and Pakistan in positional playoffs, meaning they will have to qualify for the 2016 event. After a quiet few days following the ICC World 2020, high-profile cricket resumes this week as the Indian Premier League 2014 gets underway on Wednesday. Reigning champions Mumbai Indians meet 2012 winners Kolkata Knight Riders in the opening match, and stay tuned for Cricket World's coverage of the event, including team-by-team previews, podcasts and hotspot video discussions. We've got it covered.